May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for July 30th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing some videos and articles of the week that you'll never see in the lamestream media. These are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, the Great Awakening. This is the big drama on the world stage right now, and great light is exposing great darkness. The deep state is being deconstructed, taken down, while a high state is being constructed, mostly behind the scenes. For those who've been following the 2022 Great Turnaround series, you know that we have arrived at that long prophesied time of revelations when cosmic Aquarian love goes mainstream in form and frequency in the hearts, minds, and souls of global netizens worldwide. So this is the Great Awakening to Revelations, a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of solutions to the crisis. I'll be going into this good news, but first a cosmic weather report. We just had the new moon in the sign of Leo, a fire sign, a couple of days ago, so this is a good time to step up your game and roar like a lion. Right now, the moon is in Virgo, so I'll be going into some detail on the current global situation, plus some insight on Aquarian memes and coordinates shaping our quantum reality. I could reference the one thing that's going on right now. It's a very strong influence. It's a finger of God pattern, it's called, and this is with two yachts in conjuncts. It's a yacht with two in conjuncts, which means 120-degree angles between Pluto and Mercury in Leo, and Neptune in Pisces in regard to Mercury. Anyway, they're Pluto and Neptune are sextile each other, and they're in this pattern called a finger of God, and the pointer is Mercury in Leo, and exactly opposite Mercury is Saturn in Aquarius. Anyway, I could go into that in great detail, including a fixed T-square, which is a strong influence right now, which is, again, focusing the energies of this opposition between Mercury and Saturn, both being square to Uranus in Taurus, and Uranus is conjunct Mars, conjunct Uranus, which is also conjunct the north node of the moon, which gives it more emotional impact with revelations, with Uranus, revolution, revelations, you know, being energized by Mars. And the T-square is creative tension. It's a fixed T-square and fixed signs. Anyway, I could go, go into these unique geometric aspects the rest of the show and what it means in detail. But suffice to say that there are some strong portents right now for deep mystical metaphysical revelations at this time. So I'm going to give it my best shot. And the theme subject of the day is for your summer viewing pleasure. So that's the compendium that I'm going to be going through today. And basically, I'm going to be following this narrative expose. So you can, you can kind of take inventory of all the components that I'll be discussing. And if you're listening in the podcast in the future, you can always pause and watch the videos or read the articles that I reference. So, the 2022 Great Turnaround, which has been the theme of the year, it began with a trickle but it's ending with the flood of great awakening. So this compendium today is for initiates who appreciate the creative ascent process of co-creation by way of general global enlightenment and a high state of universal cosmic love. So take inventory of the videos and articles that I'll be discussing today to appreciate the difference between how bad things may appear to be and how good things can actually be, how good things actually are in the larger scheme of things. You know, it's all in divine order. So with that contrast of the dark and the light, how bad things appear to be, how good things can be, and it's all choice-based, you know, a free will universe, it's all a matter of choice. From that perspective, you can consider what type of custom multimedia show you can enjoy from this compendium for a greater awakening. In other words, you can, as I go through this today, you can, you know, take interest in certain videos, articles I'm referring to, and you can, like I say, with the podcast, you can pull this up in another window, at HeartCom, network. You can pull this up in another window now. I haven't got a link for you to do that directly, but those who've been following the, series, 2012 Great Turnaround series, you know how to go to that page. You should have it bookmarked by now, and you can follow along the narrative as I read it, because I've archived this compendium. But otherwise, just enjoy the show. And like I say, with the podcast, you know, and this should be up in a couple of days, you can pause anytime at the podcast and watch the videos and articles that I provide linked in the show notes. Regarding this theme for today, for your summer viewing pleasure, you can take inventory of the videos and articles and choose what you want, your own custom multimedia show. So a couple of days ago, we had the new moon in Leo. We're still in that energy, as I said, with the astrology psychology going on now in the quantum field. These are the energies we're dealing with. And so from the big picture, let me just kind of take it from the top here before I go into details and some really serious detail stuff, some things that are going on in the world today that I'm going to be going into that be a shocker to some of you perhaps, and be old news to some of you, I'm sure. Excuse me. It's really hot in the studio right now. It's 95 outside. No air conditioning in here at the time, other than the fan on me. So taking it from the top, the great author of our free will universe has created an information-rich environment for those who are good using search engines, whereby enlightened wisdom can thrive with your pure intent for conscious ascent. Those awakening to great truth are aware that a new common sense, unity and diversity is weaving the fabric of our high state in a united state of us, universal solidarity, of, by, and for us as united sovereigns of Earth. So be aware of the grand illusion that's attempting to sabotage the Great Awakening. Specifically, the monkeypox fear porn rollout, whereby big media chills for big pharma. And in brief, I'm going to just really hit this head on, folks. So buckle up, hold on to your seats, hold your hats, keep your head while others are losing theirs. But this is, you know, I'm going to kind of sum this up right at the beginning. You know, this is the key issue. Either we snap out of mass psychosis, you know, the big lie of toxic drugs for health, or we continue to suffer iatrogenicide, which means death by doctor. The word iatrogenicide, death by doctor. Biologically correct science has shown that a toxic biological terrain from too much chemical-laced food, vaccines, and a sedentary lifestyle will cause all types of disease and death, blamed on invisible viruses as the bogus culprit. In other words, the prior condition of millions of Americans is dis-ease and depression of their immune system. Treating the symptoms of disease with drugs that compound systemic toxicity. And regarding this subject, there's an article from July 26, just a few days ago, from the Health Ranger Report, Mike Adams, and it's titled, COVID Vaccines Are Making People Hypersensitive to Food Toxins. Goes on to say, you know, the byline, that due to toxic vaccines, a person's immune system deteriorates to the extent that it no longer protects them from the variety of chemical, biological, environmental insults that threaten health. In other words, the more toxic the biological terrain becomes, the more the immune system degrades, and people become like hypersensitive. They're just, their liver, their system, their immune system can't handle the toxins, and they have all kinds of physical ailments that result. So that's how the healthcare system has been weaponized for disease care. In other words, a profit from the creation and treatment of disease, not preventing disease. As I've mentioned in numerous shows, that's not the financial model of the big pharma. It's how to create and manage disease, not prevent disease. That's like preventing their profit model. So this inversion and perversion of care, you know, for corporate profit, not public health, is suiciding subservient Americans as they line up for their safe and effective shots, quote unquote, safe and effective. And there's another article here that's really exceptional by John Rappaport, one of my favorite writers on health subjects over the years. I've had him on my show numerous times, and this article is called The Pivot from COVID to Global Control, the Bait and Switch. Great article. It's all about control, folks. It ain't about health. Rappaport really nails it. Now, this is followed by, you know, the content here. It's followed by an infographic that has a picture of the Japanese prime minister, former prime minister, that is a picture of him that was assassinated. And this assassinated Japanese prime minister didn't follow the World Economic Forum orders. He didn't mandate vaccines. He sent 1.6 million doses back and gave citizens ivermectin. Does it make sense now while he was assassinated, or was it just coincidence? Well, I mean, was it just a patsy that killed him? What's the story? Anyway, the fact checker, you know, the spin doctor, will just go freaking crazy, you know, going full out to discredit such narrative busting truth, you know, the real story that they never reported in the lamestream media, that this guy was anti the narrative of vaccines for health. He knew he somehow was aware of the game, made a stand, and some people would make of that what they will, but I thought that's an interesting infographic for you to cuss and discuss. And I've had quite a bit of feedback on it already. So this is followed by a great video by Awaken with JP, you know, this redheaded hippie guy that it's hilarious irony or satire. So this one's called Our Plan is More Obvious Than Ever. And I highly recommend watching this YouTube video. Those who are familiar with Awaken with JP, I have him on a regular basis in my compendiums. The guy has a way of cutting through all the, you know, insanity, inanity, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on. So I thought you'd enjoy that. Keep a sense of humor, folks. I mean, it's getting pretty crazy. A lot of core institutions are frantic. Core institutions that are corrupt institutions are disintegrating. And there's, you know, their time is short, their fear is great, and they're acting out. So crazy times in a lot of regards. Yeah, so keep your sense of humor, you know, and by God's grace and God's time, things are going to get better. I'm going to take a drink here. Okay. So now I'm going into a little bit of a shift gears here into the media matrix, and what's going on with the, James Corbett from just July 25th, just a few days ago. He did this amazing video, and it's the second in a series on the media matrix, and this one's called What Hath God Wrought? And the keynote here is a quote from Arthur C. Clarke: any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So this video is exceptional. It's like a mini documentary, but it goes into basically, and this is the second in a three-part series on the media matrix, and goes basically, what he's saying here is that it's difficult for us to appreciate just how incredible it was for those who first witnessed communication from a distance with the teletype, with Morse code and the teletype, the telegraph, which was back at that time considered like a disembodied electric ghost. It was just so outside of the ordinary. It was like a major breakthrough in the way we thought about everything. In fact, it was almost impossible for people to understand this type of communication in anything but spiritual terms. Even the word medium evokes the specter of contact with the otherworldly, unconventional spirit world. There's an infographic here, quote by T.J. Woodward, where he says, quote, the ego's role is to preserve the status quo. It resists change. Now, this is the point of the series on the media matrix by James Corbett. He's going into how the media is the message, the evolution of media from horse and buggy to the telegraph and from the printing press and then to telegraph and the different phases to now the instant everywhere interactive computer internet revolution. As the medium changed, our consciousness changed. I mean, just as shoes are an extension of the feet, or you might say cars are an extension of the feet, and clothes are an extension of the skin, you know, radio is an extension of the ears, and TV is an extension of the eyes, and of course TV, you know, multimedia. The internet is an extension of the nervous system of global humanity. So the medium is the message, and this is a very interesting video. James Corbett does brilliant stuff on the internet, and this video is for the record is exceptional. So this understanding of how the ego's role is to preserve the status quo, it resists change. If you think about it, normalcy bias, they call it normalcy bias, you know, one's ego filters how we filter reality as a normie, basically to preserve the status quo of our consciousness. So normalcy bias as a normie naturally resists and resents change as abnormal. You know, if you think about it, the ego creates, and the ego is like, means I am, just like the little me versus the big me, which is, you know, capital I am that I am. But the little me ego, you know, it resists and resents change as abnormal. So what's normal for normies is basically that, the ego filters whose role is to preserve normalcy, the status quo. And it resists change. So this is the state of the ego. This is the ego's job, basically, is to maintain a sense of normalcy. But in the larger scheme of conscious evolution, change is a creative ascent process. You know, the capstone of consciousness is the only permanent condition. Change as evolutionary ascent is the only permanent condition. So there's a video following here that, again, picks up on this theme of any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. That's the caption of it. And it gets into what goes on with paradigm shift and change. in the process of change, which is basically the process of conscientious evolutionary ascent. So, I mean, this video kind of sums up this understanding of, you know, the global transformation from old paradigm normies to new paradigm initiates, you know, who are initiating a higher consciousness with the great awakening in individually and collectively. Now, at this point in the narrative, what I do is provide an article by, it's actually by Dr. Mercola about Dr. Malone, you know, the mRNA platform inventor who sifts through the lies, what's going on with the media. I mean, this is the guy that developed the mRNA platform that was used by these new experimental gene therapies. They're not really therapies. They're gene modifiers. They're not, you know, but, you know, his invention, original invention, how it's been used and abused, and he's been exposing the lies about this and what about these quote unquote vaccines, which are not vaccines as we've known them. But he explains that with the passage of time, Dr. Malone's wisdom and knowledge is now being validated on a near daily basis. Again, showing that the earth is not flat. In other words, this is, you know, vaccines are not safe. People used to believe the earth was flat. They used to believe the vaccines were safe and effective. You know, that's why we all got our shots. Not all of us. I didn't, a lot of people did, you know. But now it's coming out, you know, hey, the earth is not flat. Vaccines are not safe. And Dr. Malone is saying, stop the vaccines. And this is followed by a video. It's really exceptional video. It's not that long. It's only a few minutes long. And he just chunks it out. Dr. Malone, he's saying, this was July 16th, quote, the vaccines are not working. They're driving it, the COVID problem, even further. And the only solution left, in my opinion, is to deploy widespread early treatment as soon as possible to shut this down. We've got to stop the vaccine. Our group made that clear, unambiguous statement. These were the group of, you know, holistic medical doctors, you know, worldwide, thousands of them, and experts on the subject. And they've made this clear, unambiguous statement. He says, we're done. Do not vaccinate your children. There is no sense in this, and it's time to withdraw these vaccinations, in our opinion. And this is followed by another infographic on the vaccinated brain. And it's actually a quote by Lorraine Day, MD. And she says, diseases don't just happen. Before vaccinations, this is quote, before vaccinations, there was virtually no autism and no sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. The main cause of sudden infant death syndrome is vaccinations. That has been established beyond a shadow of a doubt. Vaccinations do not work. They don't work at all. And this is backed up, you know, by a lot of her material, a lot of doctors. But anyway, I provide information on this on a website called, you know, it's a compendium on vaccine information. Provide that link in the show notes, you know, with this compendium. You'll be able to go to that link. There's another infographic underneath that one by Lorraine Day, MD, that says in 1983, 10 vaccines were given to U.S. children. Autism rate was 1 in 10,000. In 2008, 36 vaccines in the vaccine schedule were given to U.S. children. Autism rate rose to 1 in 150. In 2013, 46 vaccines were given to U.S. children. Autism rate now is 1 in 88. Think about that. From 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 88, from 1983 to 2013. So, another infographic states that 1, healthy baby is born. 2, mom takes him to the doctor. 3, doctor gives him vaccines. 4, child develops ear infections and other issues. 5, doctor prescribes antibiotics and Tylenol. 6, child continues to develop infections and illness. 7, doctor prescribes more antibiotics and Tylenol. 8, child develops food allergies and eczema. 9, doctors give him more vaccines. 10, child develops asthma and ADHD. 11, doctor prescribes steroids and Ritalin. 12, mom thanks the doctor for helping her child. Do you get it yet? That's big, giant letters. Get it yet? The pharmaceutical industry does not create cures. They create customers. Now, that's an infographic that's below the link to more vaccine info compendium. So here is was a post by someone on Twitter, and this is a quote by Jikov Kanani, who says, quote, I'm so grateful to know that pharmaceutical companies who have paid billions in criminal fines for corruption, false claims, and bribing doctors are all working together hand in hand with a bunch of billionaires who think the world is overpopulated to save the lives of all of us. Working hand in hand with those billionaires to save the lives of all of us, even though they think the world is overpopulated. Think about that, folks. So, a little change up here. I go into the whole thing of the economy, and the headline here is debt bomb and QFS jubilee is imminent. Debt bomb and QFS jubilee imminent. Now, QFS is quantum financial system, and jubilee is debt forgiveness. So the debt bomb's going off, and debt forgiveness, we're right on the edge of a whole new economic order, folks. We're not hearing about the lamestream media. They're trying to basically cover up where we're going that transcends and transmutes the corrupt system that we've got now. So behind the scenes, this is all being set up for the solution. In the meantime, the global system of big banks serve debt, just as big pharma profits from poor health. Big banks profit from debt. Big pharma profits from poor health. Both those systems are disintegrating, while a new quantum system, the economics of abundance, is integrating spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. This is what's emerging behind the scenes. And it had to get really bad for people to get to the point where they're ready for a major change, and it's going to be disruptive. It's going to be a little bit how disruptive it's going to be. That's one of the reasons that there's a lot of change been going on behind the scenes, and all we're seeing is the last phase of a corrupt system that is disintegrating the economic order. And I'm going to be going into that. I'm going to be explaining what I'm talking about at the problem here and the solution in terms of an economics of abundance. Going to be going into that also. So, keep your sense of humor again. Revelation. We're talking about, big revelations. The biggest show on earth. Are you having fun yet? And I love the quote, Alfred E. Newman. What? Me worry? Keep a sense. This is like Mad Magazine, I know, for mature adults. Keep your sense of humor. If you have questions about the emerging state of global economics, look and listen to the following two videos. And review the previous compendium segment on the quantum financial system, Aquarian Telecommerce. Provide links there. Be going into that more, referencing those links. Where we're going, this quantum financial system, again, it's being set up behind the scenes. We're not hearing about it in the lamestream media. They're not talking about the solution at this point. They're still talking about the problem, like they can still control things by doing what they've always done, making things worse in the process. And that system is disintegrating. A new system is integrating. And this video is really exceptional now that follows. It says that the quote, the headline of this video is, the U.S. dollar is not strong. It's a lie. China is on track to become the global reserve currency. And this is from July 26, Stansberry Research. It's a exceptional video that really chunks it out. And to take some excerpts from the video, kind of an overview of what this video is about, so you can get an idea if you want to watch it or not. Quote, the renminbi is the ascendant currency. The dollar is in decline. The renminbi, what is the renminbi? Well, it's an international new, new currency standard. And again, I'm going to go into this. He explains that the renminbi is the ascendant currency. The dollar is in decline, proclaims Mark Yusko, Morgan Creek Capital Management founder and CEO. The dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 70 years, but that's rapidly coming to an end, he tells our Danila Camboni in part one of this interview. We're in a recession right now, and the Fed has not acknowledged that. Yusko concludes that China is the emerging contender to be the world's next global superpower. Quote, and the next war will be fought with chips, not ships. These microchips for intelligence networks and for autonomous vehicles and for all kinds of stuff, as were, and of course, in the news this last week, you know, the government is funding chip manufacturing in the U.S. because we're being held hostage with chips from China, who control the supply chain and basically control our economy. So, anyway, this video and the links I provide underneath it on the website, you can go to different chapters, which is different time zones on the video, and there are links that will actually take you right to those clips. At the beginning, you know, inflation, the chapter is like inflation in the 70s, and at 7 minutes, that's where will the inflation go from here. At 11 minutes, it's inflation is a hoax. About 18 minutes, we got how much of this inflation is real. 21 minutes, he talked about how and why the dollar is not strong. 25 minutes, Chinese yuan, the renminbi is on the way to becoming the global reserve currency. 28 minutes, will U.S. dollar continue to be the world's reserve currency? 34 minutes, can the U.S. still be the global superpower with the dollar losing its reserve currency status? This is serious stuff, folks. And what I did, there's another exceptional video by the Stansberry Research, and the title of this one is Global Economy Spins into Free Fall, that is wiping out the middle class. That's kind of serious, you know, and again, this was July 25th, 5 days ago. We got about 337,000 views just within a couple of days. And an excerpt of that video is, quote, I would argue that we're way, way worse off than a recession here right now, warns Greg Mannarino, a financial strategist and founder of TraderChoice.net. The yield curve is extremely inverted, quote unquote, extremely inverted at this point, and quote, the global economy is in free fall. It's not going to stop, unquote, he exclaims to our Daniel Camboni. The system demands that the debt be created every day by every mechanism possible, Mannarino explains, since the government intends to, quote, exert more economic control on people, unquote. He concludes that the Fed only has one tool in its arsenal, and it's, quote, how do they can manipulate the debt? That's it, unquote. That bankrupt system is crashing by way of an orgy of government spending to empower megacorporation special interests in population control. Again, the chapters are broken down here. Different chapters, the Fed's plan of raising the interest rates. Is inflation a hoax? What is the Fed trying to achieve? Where will the stock market go from here? Have we begun a recession? Debt-based economic model. It's at 14 minutes. How should investors protect themselves? Why isn't gold or silver higher? A lot of people want to know that. Precious metals manipulation. Cash versus precious metals allocation. And Greg Mannarino's position on Bitcoin, for those who are interested in Bitcoin. Excuse me. So anyway, those are different chapters, that video, and I've linked those. You could, at the minute, those chapter headings, you can click on those and go right to those video clips on those sections that you're interested in. Now, this is followed by two exceptional videos, Who Put the Banksters in Charge of the World, July 30th. These are great videos, and you can go to that link. The byline here is that it's shaping up to be 2008 all over again, and with the same scoundrels wrecking the global economy while promising to launch a new and improved financial system. But watch out. This one won't resemble anything you've ever seen. It looks like the greatest wealth and power grab in history. And I would say, and I add, until quantum telecommerce comes online, which is my understanding. It's going to be announced soon, not particular in terms of quantum telecommerce, but, you know, basically that understanding of quantum financial system, more on that, you know, with links provided. So the deep shift is upon us. That shift, S-H-I-F-T, is upon us from scarcity economics, you know, poverty consciousness, victim, to abundance economics, abundant conscience with victory virtues. You know, we're going from poverty consciousness to abundant conscience, from victim to victory virtues. So, again, a little humor here from Awaken with JP. This was just from July 28th, 2 days ago, a great video, a humorous satire on Make 1984 Fiction Again. He says a lot in this video. Highly recommend him. You're going to watch two videos in his compendium. I'd watch the two, Awaken with JP first. You know, his satire is brilliant. So I'm finishing up with, over the next few minutes, I'm going to try and finish here by 6:45. I got to get out of here for another event I'm going to. So the bottom line here is some new Christos quips. My alter ego, my higher self, is Christos Lightweaver. So I do these quips. And this one's on the first principles of cosmic law and the cosmic clock. Cosmic clock, you know, from 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. These are four quadrants of the cosmic clock. So I have five lessons in this regard. First lesson, pure intention, spiritual fire quadrant. We are what we believe, becoming what we believed. It's better to believe nothing and either know or not know. When you know something is true, no belief is required. Belief is the enemy of knowledge. Pure intention to know better, you know, the spirit that matters, is the enemy of BS, belief system. Second lesson, focused attention. Mental air quadrant. We are what we think, becoming what we thought. Energy flows where attention goes. What we think about, we bring about. Air feeds the fire just as surely as pure intention focuses attention. Third lesson, love retention. Emotional water quadrant. We are what we feel, becoming what we felt. Synergy in the co-creation trinity, intention, attention, and retention, manifests as spirit, fire, knowing. That matters, spirit that matters, thought and feeling, on earth as in cosmos, heaven. Fourth lesson, conscious ascension, physical earth quadrant. We are what we do, becoming what we did. The sequence of progressive integration in the four quadrants as the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, fire, air, water, and earth, assembles the archetypal components to the creative ascent process, the capstone. It helps reading this through the graphics, the infographics, and the structuring of these word concepts makes it easier to understand, and you can follow along with that, again, from the summer viewing compendium and the show notes. Fifth lesson, the fifth dimension, capstone consciousness, CAP, C-A-P, creative ascent process, conscience. The holistic, healthy, holy whole is greater than the sum of the four directions for self-correction. There's an infographic there, four directions, and an article on the four directions for self-correction, an in-depth article for those who are so interested. So I got more Christos quips, and I'm going to have one little plug here to your health. If you appreciate this news service and the show, and just as you appreciate good health, support both the news service and your health with Nature's Ultimate Superfood, Swedish pollen extract. There's a link to that if you're interested to your health. Nature's most perfect whole food concentrate for building health and preventing disease, life extension, extending your telomeres. Again, building health, preventing disease, Nature's most perfect superfood. So that's pretty much a wrap, folks. I want to thank you for listening. Again, help out if you can. Support the show with Nature's most effective superfood supplement on the planet for strengthening the immune system with more energy and mental clarity. I'm referring to the Swedish pollen extract with more information. You know, at the bottom of the compendium, you can link and go to it if you're interested. So hopefully you have heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness. With the great awakening to Aquarian spring through the 2020s, so keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.